Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. So I'm in Fargo, North Dakota, and a friend of mine asked me if she could borrow my car, and I said, sure. And she said, well, how are you going to get around? And I said, no problem, I'll take the bus. People say it's easy. I haven't taken the bus since I was a kid. So my friend dropped me off at the Y, and I ran for a little while, and as I was leaving the Y, I said to the young lady at the front desk, there's a bus stop out in front, is that right? And she said, yes. And I said, well, do you know how to take the bus? And she said, well, you just stand there and the bus comes and gets you. I said, but is there some trick to it? I mean, I don't know. I haven't done this in a long time. How do you ride the bus? And she said, I think you'll figure it out. I said, okay. So I went out to the bus stop and there was a schedule on the wall and it tells you when it's going to come. It only comes once every half an hour in Fargo. And it tells you the route, and while I was waiting there, I figured out what route I was going to take to get to where I needed to go after the gym, and I was quite proud of myself standing there waiting for the bus, thinking, well, this is fun. So then I see the bus coming down the street just when it was supposed to come down the street. And I stand up, and I'm waiting for the bus to come, and I'm waiting for the bus, and I'm all excited. I've got my dollar out because it says how much it's going to be and how you're supposed to pay and all of that. And the bus comes, and I go up to the curb, and I stand there, and I swear, as the bus drove past me, the bus driver looks down, stares me right in the face, and smiles as he drives past me. And I thought, what's that all about? And I was frustrated because the next bus wasn't scheduled to come for another half an hour, and I'd been waiting for at least 20 minutes. So I go inside, and I said to the young woman who told me how easy it was going to be, I said, hey, the bus just passed me by. You said it was easy. I don't know. What am I doing wrong? How come I didn't get on the bus? And she said, well, did you put your hand up in the air? Did you signal? I said, what? She said, did you signal the bus? Did you hail the bus? I said, no, I didn't hail the bus. She said, oh, well, that's what you were supposed to have done. I said, you didn't tell me that. And I thought to myself, you know, that's a lesson in life. We all know people, maybe you, who say things such as, well, I just let the universe guide my path. Well, I just let the Holy Spirit tell me what to do. Well, it's all in God's hands. And they expect the universe or God or Buddha or the Holy Spirit or whatever they call it to just pick them up and take them where they want to go. That's not how it works. It's like the bus. You got to hail it. There's a reason why they say, hail Jesus. To hail means to greet or summon by calling. You got to hail the Spirit. You do. You know, so many people, they wake up and they do expect the universal force, their source, God, whatever you want to call it, to guide them. But that force does not just pick you up. You have to stand up and say, hey, in case you didn't know, I am here about my Father's business. I'm getting on that bus. I mean, that bus was filled with people. Other people, the difference between those people on the bus who passed me by and me, who stood there as the bus passed me by, was that they knew enough to hail the bus. A lot of people do feel lost. A lot of people feel as though they don't have a purpose. They're not connected with their source. They're kind of meandering about. They're floating through life. Well, of course, they've never stood up and declared, I am here about my Father's business. Now, I might not exactly know what that business is today. In fact, most of the time, I don't. I don't know what that business is until after the fact. You know what I mean? Something happens, it seems common, but in retrospect, you look back and you think, wow, there was a lot more to that than I realized at the time. I was doing my Father's business. What I'd like you to do right now is say out loud, I don't care where you are. Maybe you're on the bus. Maybe you're on the subway. Maybe you're riding your bike down the street. Maybe you're jogging. Who cares where you are? Say it out loud. I am here about my Father's business. Recently, I worked with a company in Memphis. I have never before been so impressed by a group of people who made their lives and their jobs about so much more than what meets the eye to the common person. I was in a call center in Memphis with one of the utility companies. And normally when I go into a call center at a place like the utility companies, the average person would walk in the front door, moping about, thinking, oh, I got to work 10 hours, answering the phone, dealing with customers. But when I walked into this place, I mean, people like Barbara and Bernice and Carolyn, Deborah, TJ, I have never before been so impressed by a group of people who decided, Maybe today my technical job might be answering the phone and providing customer service, just as maybe my job appears to be selling clothes at Neiman Marcus. Maybe my job appears to be sweeping the floor at the airport. Whatever your job appears to be, you can change your purpose by simply standing up and saying, whatever it appears that I'm doing at this moment, maybe I'm sweeping the floor, maybe I'm answering the phone, maybe I'm counting numbers. I'm going to tell you what I'm here to do. I am here about my father's business. It is up to you to say, let me make myself clear. I am here about my father's business. And when you do that, for example, when you wake up in the morning and within a minute of waking up, you declare, I am here about my father's business today. I have no more time to waste. I have a higher purpose. I am not here to engage in common office politics. I am not here to engage in backstabbing and rumors. I am not here to get wrapped up in common drama. I am not here to get caught up in chasing illusions. I am not here to take the bait cast by difficult people or energy vampires. I am not here to do any of those things because I am here about my father's business. So look out because I have dominion simply by declaring that and standing up and hailing the bus. Because if you do not, don't think it's picking you up and taking you anywhere. You got to take action. You've got to declare it. You've got to proclaim. You've got to hail. And you've got to declare, I am here about my father's business. I'd like that to be your mantra for the day when you're standing in line at the grocery store. It might appear as though you're standing in line at the grocery store. You're about your father's business. When you answer the phone and talk to a customer, it might appear as though you're helping that customer. You are not. You are here about your father's business. Make today an uncommon day. All you have to do is declare it and hail the bus. I'm telling you, this is the nice bus. You gotta get on it. All you gotta do is hail. Make sure to stop by powerdiversity.com and leave me a message. Tell me what you think. Give me your comments. Tell me what you'd like to hear. And learn some new tricks and tips for dealing with difficult people, for communicating more effectively, and of course, slaying energy vampires. This was Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.